Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
This tea is piping hot. Get the latest celebrity news first all day long with hot headlines from OKMagazine.com.
Ghislaine Maxwell has formed an unexpected friendship with Elizabeth Holmes at the federal prison Camp Ryan in Texas following her recent transfer. The convicted co-conspirator of Jeffrey Epstein and the notorious Theranos fraudster reportedly spend significant time together. A source revealed to British columnist Rob Shooter, they walk together, eat together, and talk for hours. It's like high school all over again if high school were full of felons. The insider added that the two are rarely seen apart, stating they're thick as thieves, literally, and emphasized that you can't tear them apart. Maxwell's friendship with Holmes, 41, developed quickly after reports on August 1 confirmed Maxwell's transfer to the Texas facility, known for its relaxed environment, including a softball field and minimal security. This has been seen as a beneficial shift from her previous low-security prison in Tallahassee, Florida, where activities included yoga and baking. Initially, Maxwell, 63, began her prison term at the Strict Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, New York, where Epstein died by suicide while awaiting trial in 2019. The conditions of her new prison have drawn criticism from Epstein's alleged victims. A spokesperson for Virginia Giuffre's family stated, Ghislaine should be punished, not making prison friends, highlighting concerns that her treatment in prison reflects a lack of justice. Giuffre, who died by suicide earlier this year after years of advocacy for trafficking victims, alleged that Maxwell and Epstein recruited her as a team from Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago spa. There is no official reason for Maxwell's transfer, however, it followed a meeting with Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche regarding Epstein's case, during which she received partial immunity. Maxwell is currently serving a 20-year sentence after being found guilty of conspiring with Epstein to sexually abuse minors. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams remarked during her sentencing that today's sentence holds Ghislaine Maxwell accountable for perpetrating heinous crimes against children, reiterating that no one is above the law and commending the courage of the victims who testified.
We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the scalding details. For more fiery headlines, visit OKMagazine.com and hit subscribe.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.